Armstrong lives on Meadows Drive and said the nearest bus stop for him is at the road's intersection with Highway 224. During council comments, he talked about the misadventure he and his wife went through last Friday trying to take a bus from their home to Deer Valley.
The MyStop app was completely unhelpful. The bus never came. That was unhelpful. We waited quite a long time for the bus. It didn't arrive either at the time it was supposed to or at any of the random times that happened to be posted on the bus stop sign as to when it might be expected. So we wound up driving.
He said since the inception of the electric bus, the system has eliminated some routes or changed them.
The brown route got taken away entirely. When I got back to my house, I actually sat down with the app again on Sunday, and I looked at, I live in Meadows Drive in Park City. We needed to take a bus from Meadows to Deer Valley. So I pulled that up, and it looks like it's the pink bus. It takes 42 minutes to get there. There are 29 stops between where we get on the bus and where we get off at Deer Valley, and at least one change. And I think that if any other resident of the county had signed up for that, that probably would have been their last attempt at navigating the bus system.
He said the bus system was reviewed 3 or 4 years ago, and that needs to happen again.
I think we need to make sure we're getting the full bang for our buck out of the transit system. I'd like to take a look at the management of the transit system and how that fits in terms of contributions and decisions that get made. I'd like to have a frank conversation with JTAB and the functionality of JTAB in terms of solving problems rather than just being an informational couple of hours for the transit guys to tell us what they're doing rather than thinking about what could be done better.
Armstrong asked to see the county's interlocal agreement with Park City, but he heard from County Manager Tom Fisher that there are some items he cannot see.
I understand that there's a process right now for, I think there's some changes in the transit group, some employees, they're going through a hiring process. Can the council see copies of resumes of who's being, since we're part of the system, who's being considered?
No, we can't.
Why is that?
Because they're Park City employees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I really need to see what this interlocal agreement looks like.
Councilmember Glenn Wright said he agreed with Armstrong's comments.
If you look at our participation with the transit system years ago, when Park City was driving most of the expenses and ridership, maybe it made sense for us to, you know, be semi-silent partners. But as we look at what we're going to be doing with the potential BRT line and the investments we're going to be putting into it, I got a feeling we're going to be the dominant party in terms of money going into the system. And in that regard, then I think we need to take a stronger hand in the management of the system.
County Council Member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.